Hi, this is Alan Chartok in the Congressional Corner with Joe Courtney, one of the real good guys who thinks a lot about tough choices that we have to make. And of course, there's no tougher choice in the American experience than what comes out in the budget.
Right.
In the United States Congress. Joe, my question to you is, I know you've been on tour talking about budget issues. Anything particularly disturbing to some of your constituents?
Absolutely. So as you know, I mean, looking at a map of Connecticut, I represent the eastern half of the state, which is, you know, for Connecticut, it's the most sparsely populated, more rural part of the state. And if you look at the 2018 budget, which President Trump sent over, there's some pretty shocking stuff included in there. So the three big hits in terms of departments, number one was the State Department, which, again, we could spend a whole show talking about how foolish that is. But second on the hit list was EPA, and third was the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And the U.S. Department of Agriculture is the agency which interacts, obviously, with farmers and rural communities more than any other agency of the federal government. Anyone who looks at the electoral map from 2016 knows that, in fact, it was rural America that was probably President Trump's strongest areas of support. Incredibly, the cuts in the USDA, which eliminate, water and sewer, rural development programs. Again, this is for clean drinking water in small town America, for wastewater treatment facilities, which they don't have the property tax base to pay for. A total elimination of that. Community facilities, grants and loans, which helps build fire stations, health clinics, even schools construction can tap into the community facilities program. For this administration to hit and eliminate those programs. Again, we're not talking about cuts. We're not talking about haircuts. We're talking elimination. In my opinion, it's a betrayal of the part of the country which put their faith in the Trump administration. Meals on Wheels, another program which in more sparsely populated areas is a lifesaver, literally, for shut-ins and elderly folks who live at home. I rode in a Meals on Wheels van yesterday for 3 hours and visited some of the homes. And, again, we're talking, one house had a guy who was 101 years old I mean, this was it. We brought him a nice, hot serving of pot roast and, good vegetables with low sodium and, all the stuff that they need. But, the other thing about Meals on Wheels is that it's people going into people's homes like that gentleman and being able to have eyes on the, on the client to make sure that they're alive and they're healthy. And it's just 2.5 million elderly Americans are served by Meals on Wheels. Eliminating that program, which the Trump budget director, Mick Mulvaney, said does not work, was just an incredible out-of-touch statement of their priorities, which, as you said, is basically what a budget is all about. We continued the journey further south to the coastline. The NOAA, the National Oceanic Atmospheric Agency, has a program called Sea Grant, which has been around for 50 years. Lyndon Johnson created it. It's kind of like the Ag Extension Program for fishermen, so that we've gotten out some great shellfish aquaculture down in Groton, which, again, the Sea Grant program helped these guys get this thing up and running. And our oysters are almost as good as New York oysters. Only kidding. Ours are better. So, but in any case, these are programs that, with a very, very low investment, help things like seafood production, which, again, it's still shocking how much we import in seafood in this country. So let's make America great again. We should support the Sea Grant program. And, we visited an after-school program in Norwich, Connecticut, which, again, the 21st Century Learning program, which is about $2 billion for after-school programs, eliminated in the Trump budget. I mean, Secretary DeVos, who we could do another show on, wants to use that money for her school choice, quote-unquote, voucher program. And 600 kids in Norwich use that program, and these kids are not sitting around playing on their phones or watching TV. They're learning. I mean, and it was 4:30 on a Friday afternoon right before the Easter vacation, and these kids were still, raising their hands, jumping off to answer the teacher's questions. And that program would be eliminated under the Trump budget. So, once we get past, we got to keep the government open for 2017, which I'm actually somewhat optimistic we're going to take care of when we go back after the break. But 2018's budget is really almost a battle for America's soul, in my opinion, in terms of just the incredibly heartless, you know, pointless, counterproductive priorities that this administration came to us with.
Well, so is it your sense that the people, Joe Courtney, who voted for Trump, wanting some change, feeling frustrated, where are they politically now? When you talk to some of them, I know you're a Democrat, and I know you have an orientation. As a political observer, my job usually, are you sensing that there's a change or that things are going differently?
So, I mean, it's a really interesting question. I mean, if you look at sort of the national polling, there's no question that President Trump has slipped. And, you know, independent voters, you know, the most dramatic. Even there's been some deterioration amongst Republican identified voters. So, I mean, I think there's kind of like the data verification of some of that buyer's remorse. In terms of talking to folks individually, again, it's mixed. No, nobody likes to, you know, say that they voted wrong. You know what I mean? It's human nature.
Yeah.
And so, we had stories of people who were either they or family members were on the Affordable Care Act and voted for President Trump. And, you know, they actually really just honest to God didn't think he was really serious about repealing it. I mean, they sort of heard something else, you know, from his campaign that obviously resonated with them, you know, a change message as you described it. So again, it's still relatively fresh in terms of the new administration. And I think there's still probably a somewhat more of a wait and see attitude that some of the Trump supporters have out there. But I'll tell you what, this budget, particularly stuff like Meals on Wheels, you know, that don't fly. and that's across the board.
So when you talk to a farmer who is dependent on these government programs, but who voted for Trump, there's still a wait and see as opposed to, I'll never do that again.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, again, it's the farmer community is really interesting because, you know, in terms of a workforce, sector, there's just no question that migrant labor, immigration issue is off the charts. I mean, you're not going to find, many dairy farmers or commodity crop producers who are going to be able to find people to pick the crops, milk the cows, who, are born and raised in the U.S. You'll find some, but still, their workforce really depends on having a healthy system of immigration. And, you know, the American Farm Bureau, National Milk Producers, you know, they have been really working overtime with the Department of Homeland Security and the Trump administration, trying to get them to moderate their, travel bans and, clampdowns that are happening out there, because this, at some point, this is going to become a food production issue for the U.S. And so that, that particular sector is really quite interesting because it's not just the programs. It's also about workforce issues that they are going to struggle with if this administration just goes, whole hog in terms of, trying to tighten the ability of farmers to find workers.
So there isn't buyer's remorse yet. There is, but as we sit here on the radio talking about this, you think that there's a watchful waiting going on, but that there's a certain queasiness about the way in which the Trump people are conducting themselves. Is that right?
Yeah, no, I think that probably describes it pretty aptly, is that, at some point it's about getting stuff done. And the batting average so far is really, minor league. Let's put it that way.
Well, Joe Courtney, you're a great favorite of ours. You're always welcome on WAMC, and we hope you keep coming around. You're just so much fun to talk to. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, Alan. Talk to you soon.